Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
You probably heard about Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's three daughters, that they still take baths together.
I did read that.
36, 33, and 31. Those are their ages.
I look so good naked.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Nice drop.
Now, though, you grew up with two brothers, so yes. Obviously, maybe when you were very little, you were in the bathtub together, but after
itty
a certain
bitty
point, yeah.
This gets into a touchy area, though, because a lot of people have different ideas about co-bathing, co-sleeping, all the stuff. My family were a little more Midwestern. We're like, once you realize that...
A little more conservative.
That, yeah, the private stuff is private, you keep it private.
According to the sisters, it's just the kind of house that I grew up in. People might think that's crazy and weird, but I don't. Now, is it one of those households where they just walk around the house naked? Was mom and dad, was
maybe
Jimmy and Bruce naked?
God bless families like that. I could not, and yeah. I'm really glad that my family cannot, because I don't think I would be the same person I am today if I just randomly walked down a hall and was like, boom, dad's naked. I can't, no judgment.
Now, let's say you had a sister. What would the cutoff age think would be for you if you would still feel comfortable, like?
I'm a bad judge because I don't have sisters. With brothers, it's completely different. It's all noogies and spitballs and goobers.
And there was no consideration of, hey, you know, we're running short on time. We got to get ready. So you guys are all taking a bath together. That never came up in conversation. But sisters, maybe, what do you think? 11, 10, 11?
Hang on, let me picture the Kardashians. Did I ever know of them showering together? No, I don't think so.
But like 10 or 11, so. You think?
I don't
and then
know.
Not even...
I wouldn't be comfortable personally, just because I was a very curious child, and I think I would have had a lot of questions if I was showering and bathing with other children at 10 or 11.
Why do yours look like that and mine look...
What? I immediately would have had probably more body issues than I already have, and it's already not great.
How come I got this and you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
Can we at least say we don't judge the behavior, but it is odd to say it in an interview when you know that only people are going to ask you about that for the next 5 years?
Sure.
Yeah. It is weird to say it in an interview.
I can see like at a health club or something.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
You know, they have those open showers.
Yes. But riddle me this. Aren't you disturbed when people get a little too excited or too comfortable in the open showers? It's not always welcomed by the others. Can we agree on
that? Yeah, you want me to just scrub your back a little bit? Nah, I'm good. Thank
you. You missed a spot. Oh, hey, didn't know you were in here. That type of thing.
I had a guy when I used to work at a certain health club. I won't name them right now. Totally naked, he'd come out of the shower, and he would offer me raisins.
There you go.
He'd have raisins.
Raisins.
In his hand.
And Rock, did you ever want those raisins?
And I was like, I'm good.
No,
thanks.
You did not. I think we just proved my point. You keep your raisins.
Yeah, just keep those raisins right where they are, shriveled up in your hand. I don't want to go anywhere near your raisins. I'm good. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.